אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We're reading in the We're reading tasks from Kabbalah for the Students, page 734, item 21. Again, page 735, actually. Item 21. The wicked are doubly destroyed, and the righteous doubly inherit. Come and see what the wicked, that the wicked are doubly destroyed. For they hold both ends of the rope. This world is created with a want and emptiness for all the good abundance, and to acquire possessions we need movement. However, it is known that profusion of movement pains man, for it is an indirect extension from his essence. However, it is also impossible to remain devoid of possessions and good, for that too is in contrast with the root, since the root is filled abundantly. Hence, we choose the torment of movement in order to acquire the fulfillment of possessions. However, because all their possessions are for themselves alone, and he who has 100 wants, he who has 100 wants 200, one finally dies with less than half one's desire in one's hand. In the end, they suffer from both sides, from the pain of increased motion, and from the pain of deficiency of possessions, half of which they lack. But the righteous inherit doubly in their land. In other words, once they turn their will to receive into a will to bestow, and what they receive is in order to bestow, then they inherit doubly. Not only do they attain the perfection of the pleasure and diverse possessions, they also acquire the equivalence of form with their Maker. Thus, they come to true dvekut, adhesion, and are at rest too, since the abundance comes to them by itself without any movement or effort.
We are built in such a way that we imagine that our kli, which is the ego, the will to receive, we think we can fulfill it. The will to receive cannot be fulfilled because in front of us is Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. Whatever we receive or can receive within our will to receive immediately becomes a force of death. And it is either the physical, physiological death that later, as we see that everything develops and later turns to dust. And that's our existence of self-reception. If we acquire the kli that is external, and then fulfilling it is called bestowing, then the same kli could be receiving fulfillment increasingly and be eternal. Because the fulfillments in that kli don't disappear because it's an existent kli in nature. Then it turns out that these wicked ones who want to fulfill themselves, they lose first because they want to fulfill themselves and they remain empty, and they detach from the external, collective, eternal kli, which to them stays empty. So they lose twofold. The righteous benefit twofold. Firstly, they don't bother and work for nothing to fulfill their egoistic kli. And they also do fulfill the external kli, which is eternal and whole. And then it becomes their soul. So it turns out that the evil ones or wicked ones die with not even a half. Not even a half means not even what they wanted to fulfill, their own inner egoistic part. They don't even have that, all the more so, none of the external kli, the other part. The righteous earn double. They don't engage in a kli that's empty, egoistic, and stays that way. Rather, they entirely exist in the external kli that makes them, keeps them fulfilled, and it becomes their soul. Clear? Yes, besides to you. Yes.
Except me, yeah. He says that by being in true adhesion, then they are also at rest, and the abundance comes to them by itself without any movement or effort.
Yes.
And then you came a little bit time ago. We learned that the righteous, what we're talking about here, the higher they go in the degrees, their lives become much harder. They have to invest a greater effort, work
body
more.
Body feels contentment in that relief. You know, you don't understand. If you're counting kilograms, meters, say, of effort. This amount of meters times this amount of kilograms is the intensity of work that I have to do. To carry 20 kilograms for 100 meters, let's say. I don't look at it this way. It depends on what do I do. There are efforts that we enjoy doing. If it's a person I love, if it's a work, if it's an engagement that I like, then I want to do it. I want to do it. Let's say that the sportsman or the athlete, he enjoys that. It's a pleasure to him. Let's say he's a runner and he's doing this hard work. If you would see him from a side, you wouldn't understand what's going on. You would think he's crazy. They enjoy it. It all depends on your attitude to the issue. If I enjoy something, then the more the better, the more effort I put into it, the more I enjoy. And on the contrary, if I hate something, even 1 gram of effort, I can't do it. The power of the effort is correlated to your attitude to the matter. You understand? If it's my beloved baby, I'm willing to constantly carry it on my hands. You see how a mother doesn't want to get rid of her baby. She's glued to it. Why? Put it aside or something. No. Love compels because it turns the effort to pleasure. The effort turns to pleasure. Think about it. You don't know what love is, so that's why you don't understand me. I'm telling you, that's how it is. We don't understand that. And then it turns out that the more if I love, the more I invest, the more I enjoy. It's exactly the opposite of reception. Give some examples. You've got something? or not. You see? No one loves. It's truly so. I don't know. I see you really... Don't you have like a hobby that you've got or something? Yeah, hobby. When I like something, you know, I see people may go overseas or... I remember I saw this team on a plane that is going thousands of miles to some place for fishing. And they're serious about fishing. They're pros at fishing. And they can tell you what's the difference in being fishing here or fishing there and how it has to do with the sun and the moon and the streams of water and the different climate and trees around that surround the river. They're like a computer. And so, in short, they know where to fish. And that's what they do. And so, it's not the fish that's important to them, it's the effort itself. And I looked at them, they weren't looking like they're suffering or working hard. And they put a lot of effort and money into it and everything. Why? They love it. You understand this or not? Don't you have any hobby other than trying to collect some dough in the bank? You're a collector. So
my hobby is speaking. It's my I love speaking, but that's not the speaking I want to talk to you about. The splendor that comes to them. We always doing work here, conventions.
No, you're resting. You're resting.
Like a donkey.
You don't consider it like you're working on something. It becomes pleasure to you. It turns to something that you don't even consider doing it. There's no effort. It disappears. Just imagine that. If you do for the one you love and fill them up, you are at rest. That's not a troubling for you. I'm telling you, why does it become spiritual? You don't lose calories. Your body is willing to work all the time. You feel like you're getting out of your own body and you're starting to work in vessels that are not bodily. They are desire. They're detached from your corporeal, physical body. You're literally detached from it. This world begins to dissolve, to vaporize. It all depends on your level of connection with the one who's outside of you.
What's this splendor that comes to them? What comes to here to them? What do they get? Money, some livelihood from my wife, from the children?
No.
So what's this plenitude that everyone wants to attain here?
The abundance is called the fulfillment that is felt within the deficiencies to love and bestow. This is what is called abundance. Abundance is something that is constantly abundant, is constantly springing, constantly coming and filled up, and you're constantly feeling in it like that is filling up everything and is constantly renewed. This is what is called abundance.
But it's only what he's saying here. It's in true adhesion. Until I reach true adhesion, what happens with me?
Also, when you come to true adhesion, you feel, nevertheless, that this is how it fills you up.
Abundance? Do I have abundance along the way?
Yes, yes.
There's abundance of blows?
No, that's what I'm saying earnestly.
That's what he's writing here all the time here. Troubles and troubles and troubles.
Well, you're not on the path at all, so you're right. But those who are on the path, even to a small degree of bestowal, they already feel an abundance according to their degree, according to their degree of bestowal. Abundance is revealed in bestowal. Abundance is what is revealed in love. This is what is called abundance, according to the equivalence of light and the vessel. More correctly, according to the equivalence of the vessel to the light, to the abundance.
Maybe I can read something on this topic. It's from Prihakhan Discussions. He writes, Bala Sulam, that worker of the Lord that is not sorry with the collective, only feels his personal deficiency, therefore his housing for his abundance is not work also, and therefore he won't be able to receive godliness in the secret of the grace for the society. He will only receive it for his individual means. And as he feels the collective as his own sorrow, he merits to reveal the whole revelation, meaning to be the collective of Israel. And his deficiency is general, and therefore the abundance of divinity is general. And this is the secret of righteous who have a blessing. Because the abundance is blessed with the yearnings and deficiency of the righteous one to that degree, so therefore it is worthwhile to deepen and widen their receptacle, their vessel, in order to receive. In short, their whole tendency in life is to yearn and long to create an inner receptacle to receive this abundance of divinity.
And for you it is called great labor, but for them it is a pleasure. Constantly to expand themselves, vessels, deficiencies, bestowal, concern. For you it's like, oh boy. And for them it's like, wow. That's the difference. Yes. But in seriousness.
No, I'm saying, so we're doing the work on the path. And you see, we start to open today. He talked about his wife, I talked about my wife. Look, there are problems. On the spiritual path, there are problems.
None. In the spiritual path, there are no problems. There's only assistance. Only assistance.
Help from who?
It depends how you look at it. Assistance. Assistance, help made against.
No, but the question is, and I didn't ask you just once this. If, as we're studying Kabbalah, we're coming here, we're efforting in conventions. I know what's going to be in the end, what needs to be in the end. Truly, along the way, do we receive any fuel that truly our life becomes better? Or do we just go and see our life becoming more difficult?
On the path, we have a few crisis points. We need to start and recognize or get to know the system. By recognizing the system, we think it's all corporeal, as the rest of the world. First of all, we also, through that, go through Havaya, corporeal Havaya, in which there's also exiles and redemption and exiles again. And all in all, we are going through it like that. How long it takes? Years. How can we go through it faster? In subjugation towards the group and the teacher. You can shorten up those years greatly by subjugation to the group and the teacher, big time. But without subjugation, time is prolonged, this whole process. However, also after all these crisis points, many people are leaving along the path. They are incapable of going through the crisis because they feel emptiness in my. I feel emptiness in my vessel of reception. I see that I'm despaired, that I'm empty. He who can overcome and nevertheless continue, as I'm going for the goal, even if I'm losing the lot and my vessel, then they advance. And accordingly coming to the goal. However, along the path, there are crisis points, you're right. The crisis constantly is born out of the fact that my vessel in Havaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the opposite Havaya, is constantly, the vessel is revealed more and more empty. A person also later on in the spiritual path is constantly giving up what is seemingly belong to him. That is a big problem, a very big problem. Even you could say psychological problem, but it is a problem. Hence, if a person invested and he had hope and everything, and then he see that in that place he doesn't receive fulfillment, he's empty, he start getting angry at us, cursing us, leaving us, maybe even talking bad about us. Or he might say, so-and-so, maybe the other things. And there are those who say, no, it's all right. But I didn't find. He need to justify himself. Hence, many such who leave due to the emptiness that they have discovered, and due to the exertion they invested in order to discover the emptiness, and they didn't expect to see emptiness. They expected to see fulfillment, to get a great fulfillment, something in their vessel of reception, right? Hence, they're leaving with a bad feeling. With respect to us. There's nothing to do about it. They'll be back in certain time with the same sensation, however, opposite one. Meaning, what are they doing? They go out in order to the same overcoming over the emptiness and continuing towards the goal, to go through it, through this prolonged descent outside of here. Had they stayed with us, they'll go through that descent within maybe a few months. And this way, many years go past, maybe even an incarnation or a few. It's the same process. It's only a matter of time that is prolonged. The person who exits and entering, it's the descent that you see. I've seen with Rabash. After 15 years, someone walks in as if he was here yesterday. They entered, nodded with their head, and sat down to study like everyone else. When I asked Rabash, who is this guy? He says silently, they started to come back, Rabash told me. And I asked him, since when? He says, maybe 15 years ago. Instead of a month, 2 months of big drops, yeah, big descents. Imagine yourself. And even so, the blows brought them back, nevertheless. Blows, you know, it's, I don't even want to say what, with the kids and big troubles. This is what is happening, because what we'd like to say, in spirituality, time isn't taken into consideration. It doesn't exist. All our time is erased, and then all our actions are compressed, tied to one another. You see, like you see a kind of waves on time axis, so there it's all compressed together. Therefore, for us, it is incarnations, many years, thousands of years. There, it's all one simple package, from the beginning till the end, one Havaya. Are you going or are you staying?
I'm remaining here. I don't feel like I'm missing on the country. I'm meriting this. Is there a difference between this group that went fishing and that group that's going to the convention in the pleasure, in the degree of their pleasure? Those that are going fishing, they're enjoying. They're going to get some pleasure.
Relatively, according to their vessels, there is no difference. Everyone fills up his vessel.
So anyways, what can we do? Those that are going to the convention, they're going to get on airplanes, and also those that are going to come here to Petah Tikva, or in general, and all over the world, doesn't matter. When we're going to
Same, just like those who go fishing.
So it all remains in our reception kilim.
Ah, so now you're asking, do we have any intention to bestow? Maybe we like the same nice gang, all of us hugged, going to enjoy.
They're going to fish.
And even more so, we want to enjoy something, etc. Meaning, what can be the additional aspect here?
For us, it's the Creator.
Oh, so if we are doing that, the final with a preliminary thought in order to reach bringing contentment to Him, Israel, the Light and the Creator are one, then we are different from this to this gang of fishermen. Only then. Otherwise, hence I said, there is no difference. There is a difference, because nevertheless, from lo lishma one comes to lishma. But if we talk like that, there isn't. That is the only difference that could be. The goal is what determines. You're going to enjoy and they are going to enjoy. You want this world or the next world? It doesn't matter, but you want. And seemingly, after you, there is no one whom you're not doing for him. So it is all into the vessels of reception. And it is safer to go fishing. Only in such way.
Good morning, Rav. Dear friends, world Kli. Very well. Welcome to our guests from Kiev and Moscow. I see some dear friends here. And of course, the people who see us from the screens and have already commented to me that they love Zviga because he likes to see he's bitter and they like to see that side of life.
You know, it's like in Day of Atonement, they need to find the...
But not everyone is like that.
Scapegoat.
We need to have impression from my friends that really come and study. And I see here very smart people, very wise people. We already know all the Kabbalah, we know all the practical advice that we get from Rav, and we're the will to receive. And I wanted on this topic, as to connect it to this article and what's going on in the convention, we also learned that the effort is our reward. And according to this excerpt from the article, actually in the corporeal world, you can feel the wife that kicks you, but in the spiritual world, we don't understand what pleasure is other than changing our perception that sees giving as pleasure and inverts it to bestow. It's actually the perception that's the great pleasure, that we are coming to a state that we're part of this big thing that the Creator created. And this is the great pleasure, that we will adhere to Him. And I'm looking at the friends in St. Petersburg and Moscow and Kiev, all those that are working on the convention, and all of those that worked in the Novosibirsk convention, and I can't not be jealous, because they're truly giving us all this great longing, and no one, not everyone can contribute as much as they can. Of course, each is special in his own way, but we have to keep being impressed from these friends, and for some reason we're sitting here and complaining, even though we're wise and we know all that we have to do, and first of all to thank them and to know that what they will attain, maybe we will attain in our next incarnation, because we're not investing enough. We're not giving the efforts that they're giving and the exertion that they're giving and not giving them the importance they deserve. And from here I would like to move to the topic of changing our perception, how much we can give the other instead of just thinking all the time about myself, even though I have all my problems. So this is the practical path that we like to implement so well. We simply need to change our perception, and each time, even if we were doing conventions every 2-3 weeks from all over the country, and people would come from Haifa or Beersheba, I would be jealous of them at the end of the convention, even though we'd be working as donkeys all like mules all the time, and I would really feel it, and it would really move me. So really, here we are too, this deficiency. Each has to give his drop, to give his impression, to give the appreciation to his friends, and to cause that connection that will come from that point, that also the pleasure will come from the point of the more we'll be able to give the others and support the others. That's what will change our state. Because the material, the matter, as long as it's matter, we have to change. It'll be like that. But the moment we move to a change of perception, I think there's a change in perception of all the degrees, and it's about to happen, and this is right. And it takes each of us a long time until he starts to understand that it's not what's good for me. It's what's good for everyone is what brings us to the place. So here, the article really emphasizes it. It simply emphasizes what are we? As long as we're in the matter, all the time that we're feeling, that's the will to receive. But if I'm thinking of what the friends in Peter and Kiev and Moscow are going to receive as a result of their efforts, I see it as a great attainment.
Indeed.
And I really want to thank you all. And thank you to Zvika, who manages to keep his sour face and doing really good public relations for all of us. Thank you.
Well, that's his profession. He needs to show everyone that he's suffering. He's the representative of the suffering ones. He wants to show that he's... It's not that they're suffering because of him, but he's on the contrary. Well, it's such a job. What can you do?
Good morning, Rav. In continuing my friend about the change of perception, we're constantly confused in the things that are between us. We're learning about spirituality, but we're constantly connecting it to corporeality and to intellectualism. At what point can we start working on ourselves so that we'll be able to be more in spirituality? We're learning, and we're talking Kabbalah, and we're talking Arvut, but it's not us. What is that thing that we need to do so that we can get into spirituality?
Out of my experience, I'll tell you, but also it is depicted in a person, it is clarified in a person gradually, slowly, slowly. Nonetheless, the transition, as we talked today, that there are a few such stops along the path. The most important stopover along the path is when there is a click within the person that he agrees within, he accepts within, it's due to the in his inner change, that his whole future is in the connection with others, and all his change depends on the light that reforms. If a person see only in that the place and the power for change, it is considered that indeed he made one transition successfully, meaning that before me, I'll try and depict it in Krasnoyarsk, where everyone is impressed there with the lecture number 5. I don't know. I simply thought, how would I, to some extent, awaken them or do something or aim them correctly? Hence, I gave that. So, that point is important along the path. When I, this is also due to the light that reform, it comes. But it comes in a way that I know and see that in me, within me personally, there cannot be any change. I'm stopping whatsoever to think that the change is in me. This is already such influence of the light that brings me to a state that in them I need to simply throw myself in there, to jump into there, only there. And it's not just clear to me now, and in a moment it isn't. Rather, it is described or perceived as the constant state. As there is where I belong, and only there is the future, the spiritual future. And that's is one thing on the part of the vessel, and on the part of the changes is that I'm entirely dependent upon the light that reforms, upon the light in the same vessel that is revealed. Those two things, that my vessel depends upon them and my changes depend upon the light, and I myself must only to integrate, to assimilate. This is a very important transition. Afterwards, we'll talk about more stops along the way. But this is of utmost importance. Later on, we'll connect those transitions with what is described in the Torah, how the people of Israel go through the desert, those processes, or even in Egypt. Who else was there? Chaim, yes.
How can I, in the right and healthy manner, be included in the descents of a friend?
There are no descents. There aren't descents in the group. Rather, if it is in a friend and I see it, then it is written down what I need to do. But in the group, as a whole, there are no descents. I need to see it entirely as higher to me. And even though I am seeing myself as one who must add to the importance and the joy in our process, nevertheless, as if he who adds is higher and the group is as if lower, nevertheless, I feel it as greater and important than I am because I dependent upon her. Even though I'm feeding it now, it's like a mother who feeds the child, but for her, he's more precious than her herself. Hence, is greater than her, so-called, in importance. What?
In the preparation, you talked about something like this, and maybe I didn't understand it exactly. Like there's a certain form in which I can be included in the descent of a friend and maybe save myself the descent, or to skip a stage or something like that. You said that it's something new that you're saying.
I draw it in the following way, that here I am. I basically need to be integrated in the group. This is my point, yes? I need to be integrated in the group, right? This is a group, or humanity, or a soul. Doesn't matter, right? And here, as if exactly as it is, I have my ego. The truth is, there is no ego of mine. It's simply a replica. This is a copying, a replica of the soul that seemingly is in me, only in order to repulse me so much that I will feel a minus here, and from that minus I'll come here. That's it. Here are my descents. Descents. And here are the ascents. So I can approach immediately due to my, from within my point in the heart, to the general kli, to the group, yeah? First and foremost, and then I'm gaining immediately. I can do it otherwise. I can reach the kli first, my vessel, my ego, and then it is two, and after two, I come to say A and to B. Then I'm doing a circuit around. This is called, one is called a short path, and two is called a long path. This is a pleasant, simple path, and this is perplexed and long, etc. So the first path, called I would hasten it, and the second is in due time, the path of Torah and the path of suffering. That's all. We have no more than that. And what does that mean? This is as where the Creator has created help made against him, this ego. If you don't want that help, that it would be against. But the group is really at your disposal, and here you can do everything. Yes?
So what to do in order to be in that one?
This is considered or called to be in faith above reason. This is what it's called, path number one. This is how it is. Because here is reason. Reason is reception. Yeah? And here is the bestowal, which is above reception. Yes.
So what to do in order to be in this faith and not in reason?
Well, bestowal. This is to be within the society, to integrate so that they will hold you up and won't let you falling into your vessel of reception. These are inner efforts. It's not physically that someone would tie you down, so that they will affect you in such way that you would constantly be in impression and bestowal. The more we hold on to the group and the teacher, that's all. Well, that's what counts. There's no more to it. There's no other means. We need to move to the next part. Guys, it's not a... You are corrupting... please.
So we'll sing a song together.
העולם נברא לטיב לנבראים כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות אדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין בעל עבורי מטרה עליונה אך מקודם דרושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה